All right, so very pleased to be joined by Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe here at 620 CKRM this morning. And first thing, you're in voicing some ads for us. Is it safe to say there's a radio future for you after politics?
I don't know if there is or not. I don't know what life holds in store for me after politics, but I am enjoying what we're up to right now. You know, I work, I have the opportunity to go to work each and every day with what I think, you know, is one of the strongest governments in the nation of Canada, and it's a pleasure and an honor for me to do so on behalf of the people of the province. So we'll see what we'll plan for after politics, when after politics is, but, you know, right now we're in it.
And obviously just getting started as the premier of the province. A few months in now, what have you noticed has been the biggest challenge for yourself so far as you work towards, you know, that first year in government?
I think, you know, every day is a challenge, no matter what you're doing, and this is no different than anyone else in the province. I show up, you know, each and every day, and I'm fortunate, like I said, to work with a number of good people. I guess if there is a challenge, it's some of the items that maybe you can't plan for, that there isn't really a playbook for. Some, you know, I'm thinking of, you know, things that we're going through as a province for the first time. Some of them tragic, the odd time they're positive. But you know, those are the most challenging things that I deal with as a leader, because you're just uncertain as to, you know, what you're supposed to do.
Obviously, there's some major issues that you're probably asked about every single day, and not just for Saskatchewan that you're advocating for, but for the country as a whole. One of those being the carbon tax. Is that the number one focus, safe to say, right now?
Well, it is a focus, and by extension is a large focus, because of the impact that it would have on our industries and our jobs here in the province of Saskatchewan, but also because it is a failed policy or a flawed policy that doesn't actually reduce emissions. So we are quite focused on that. As you know, we launched we asked for a reference decision from the Saskatchewan Court of Appeal, and we'll be looking for that in the not too distant future, I suppose. And you know, and we'll be speaking on it again today at the Regina Chamber of Commerce, and we speak on it a lot. But it doesn't, in no way does our opposition to a carbon tax mean that we shouldn't identify opportunities where we can do better, and also recognize where we have done better in many of our industries here in agriculture, in our energy industry, and our mining industry. We have done a good job, and we need to recognize that.
And obviously you wouldn't have launched this court case if you weren't confident you could win on your own. But you see the support from some major companies and industries in the province. Does that just make it that much more confident going in for you guys?
Yeah, we are confident in our position. We're looking for a positive opinion from the Court of Appeal. You know, we'll see obviously when that comes. But we're confident in the position we have on behalf of the people of this province, and I would put forward the people in like industries across the nation.
We know you're your own premier. We've seen some different policies since you've come in. Obviously, before you, though, Brad Wall, one of the most popular premiers ever in Canada. Has it been tough to kind of come out of that shadow? What's it been like for you, you know, succeeding Brad Wall?
Well, he was, you know, a popular premier, and by, you know, for good reason. He was, in my opinion, a great leader in the province of Saskatchewan. Not everyone agreed with him all the time, or us as a government, but he was a good leader, and he was able to articulate and communicate Saskatchewan's message to the world, and I'm thankful for that. I'm a different person, obviously, but we have the same team. You know, we jostle the chairs around the table a little bit, but it's for all essential purposes many of the same people that are making those decisions. So I think the people of the province can be confident that they will see, you know, more direction similar to what we've seen in the past with respect to, you know, our making every effort to grow our economy, grow our jobs, and grow our population in our communities across this great province.
Obviously very involved in politics before you became premier, but how has life changed for you maybe on a personal level since you took office?
If people now know who you are when you walk down the street, which is new to me, but it's great because there's so many great people across you know, the province and communities. I had the opportunity to meet so many during the leadership race. A little bit different in the fact that you carry the policy and you have so many good cabinet members and caucus members that are specializing in their area of whatever industry they are interested in or representing, and whatever file they are interested in or representing. And so it's it comes back to the opportunity that I have to work with such a great bunch of people every day, make this job just so very rewarding.
Simple but perhaps a loaded question, if you could, what's the best part about being Premier of Saskatchewan?
Well, the best part is the absolutely most enjoyable part is meeting people across the province. But a close second is when, like I had this opportunity this past weekend, we flew and met with a number of governors from Mexico and the United States, and to be able to tell about what we're doing here in the province on an environmental front, but on an economic front as well, and how investments in our province are affecting positively other areas of North America. And, we are a true leader when it comes to the industries that we have here in Saskatchewan, the potash industry, agriculture, energy, manufacturing. We have one of the cleanest, most sustainable steel plants just north of this city. And to be able to get out around the world and tell the story about what we're doing here and what Saskatchewan people and Saskatchewan innovation is bringing to the world, as you can see, I get a little excited about it.
And we were actually talking about that on the news today, your trip to Arizona. You just come back. Internationally, are you happy with the perception of Saskatchewan right now?
I think I most certainly am. We punch way above our weight when it comes to exports. We punch way above our weight when it comes to talking about the sustainable nature in which we're producing our products here in the province. And we punch way above our weight when it comes to exporting innovation for the rest of the world to use, whether that be in any of the industries that we have here. So I was happy with our meetings here this weekend. They were focused on NAFTA, and the general focus was that it's been a beneficial agreement for all three countries involved and the people that reside and work in all three countries. It is time for an update. It's a 25-year-old agreement that was made, as cell phones were introduced to North America. So that's an old agreement, and it is time for an update, but it's not time for a rewrite. And that was the general consensus in the room, is that we need to hang on to the NAFTA in general, as it has benefited all of us, but it is time to ensure that we keep it updated with the times.
Sir, I'd like to thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much, Drew. I appreciate it.